Would you like to read a book? No, I don't.
I can't read.
Hello, and welcome to the Solstices I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
And I'm Tony.
Oh, he's so old. Is that prune juice you have there?
It's been 90 fortnights.
A fortnight, that's a month, right?
I thought it was like something like 9 weeks.
Is that four score?
I have no idea. 7 years. You don't know what that whole phrase
Shit,
means.
No, no one does. That hasn't been used since that one speech.
That's like a national treasure riddle.
I don't think so. How are you, dude? It's been a while. Sorry, I flubbed.
You I'm don't. Let the nobody knew in. There was flubbing.
It's okay. I can flub.
Bitched about it.
I can flub. Well, hey, now we're singing and ringing and clanging and banging, dude. How you been? What's been going on?
Just been chilling and grilling, dude.
Chilling and grilling. Have you actually grilled? Probably not.
Yeah, dude.
What'd you grill? When was the last time you grilled?
Steaks, hot dogs. We got some all beef hot dogs from.
I don't understand the process of grilling hot dogs because you can boil them, bake them, but you can eat them right out of the package.
Correct. But I love that hard char.
Yeah, but like you do, grill with gas, correct?
Yeah.
So there's technically no flavor you're adding. It's just heat.
No, but I like a crunchy skin on a hot dog.
Well, if you boil the balls off them.
I'm not boiling it to death like it's some sort of weird lobster.
Yeah, it just splits
down. I love
down
it. You're like, no, no, no. Boil it for more than an hour. You'll get a tacky fucking skin on it.
Well, also, you could boil it. You could bake them.
We do bake them sometimes.
Yeah, when it's raining and you need a dog.
I was feeling like I wanted some burnt skin.
What's the preferred side for your hot dogs?
What the fuck are you talking about?
What side do you eat with your hot dogs?
What side?
Yeah. You know what a side is?
Oh, side dish. Yes.
Wow. Sorry, I said it wrong.
Stupid. Stupid. I don't know, man.
Mac and cheese, mac salad,
chips. Yeah, macaroni salad or
you
potato
crunch
salad.
The chips up and top the dog with them.
No, I just think chips is fun with a hot dog.
Last time Josie made hot dogs, she bacon wrapped them.
I know.
And we did coney sauce. You were there. Yeah, we watched Top Gun.
Which like I don't think
we've recorded since then.
Probably not, dude. That's on my list of things I watched.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah.
What else is new with you, dude, other than that sick cat hat?
Oh yeah, I'm wearing a sweet ass fucking cat Earth mover equipment hat.
Yes. And before we lost the 5 minutes we recorded, he does not own any cat material other than the hat.
Yeah.
Because he's aspiring.
I want to one day.
So what are you going to buy? What's your first equipment? Jackhammer? Do they make those? I don't know.
Just
a backhoe?
Yeah, anything I might need, maybe. Who knows? You know, cat makes such a diverse range of equipment.
And apparel, apparently.
Oh, God. They have baby clothes. They've
got, oh, sweet
they
Jesus.
They got finger traps. They got everything.
Chinese finger traps, yeah.
Well, I mean, a lot's changed. You know, I've lost 1.4 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah,
since we last recorded?
Yeah, you could really see it in my tits.
It's been 3 months. I lost 1.4 pounds. Mainly because I stopped drinking water.
So that's a tenth of a pound a week.
He's on his way.
Yeah. Here I come. GQ magazine.
Yeah. Hot bod summer.
Yeah.
It's fucking almost August.
Yeah. Almost August. And I'm like, I've been on antibiotics for 2 months.
Have you?
Yeah, off and on, yeah.
For it's, what?
Just the same thing that's never been, like, cured.
But they just keep shoving you full of pills?
Well, that's just it. That's why
I thought you stopped going to that wacky doctor of yours that was just giving you printouts for yoga positions.
Oh, yeah, the Chinaman under the bridge that I used to go
it
see.
It sounds like it. You're like, oh, man, like, my back hurts, this hurts, like, I can't sleep. I've had a headache for 2 years. And he's like, well, here's 8 pages of yoga positions you can try.
Good luck. Good luck with your back
spasms. And I'm not
spasms.
Kidding. Like, I know that sounds like a joke. That's legit. Tony was like, yeah, he gave me yoga
no,
pages.
That guy's gone from the whole practice.
Like,
I told
did
him,
he die?
I told them what he did to me.
No, really? You reported him?
No.
Okay.
But
did he lose his practice?
I think he might have died or retired. Probably died.
Wow.
Horribly.
So what's been going on with you? What's your ailment today? Ailment, I mean. Not ailment.
Well, I went to the hospital like 2 days ago, and they were like,
"Oh my God!"
And they were like, "Oh yeah, here, let's get you some blood and urine and stuff." And I was like, "Just suck me dry, doc. Go ahead." And then he was like, "Let's get a CT scan." And he's like, "Oh, you have diverticulitis."
Is the CT scan the donut?
Fuck yeah!
So was it like all loud, like crack, 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 crack?
No,
crack. Oh,
it's a nice.
Silent
it
now?
It was a Siemens brand.
S-E-I-M-E-N-S. Oh,
not man's semen. Oh, did it drip on you with its jizz? It was very quiet, and you have to hold your breath for like 20 seconds while it's like going.
Did you pass out?
I was like throwing up. I was like, doc, 20 whole seconds. No, they're like, you're impressive. I was like, thank you.
I quit smoking it 2 years ago.
Look at my champ lungs, man. Yeah. You ever seen The Abyss?
Can they look at your lungs? They say they look good.
Oh, they didn't look at my lungs. They were looking at my guts, and they're like,
but CAT scan isn't bones. That's actual organs, right?
Yeah.
You should have told him, like, yo, I quit smoking 2 years ago. Can you tell me how they look?
Hey, could you charge me an extra $2,000 to go up to my tits?
Well, it goes down, doesn't it?
They brought it to my, like, bottom titty.
Yeah, so your lungs are still there.
And then down to, like, my fucking gooch.
Oh.
And so...
We're going to do the bottom titty to gooch scan, sir.
I was like, so what's the bottom of the lungs look like, doc? No, they said it just looked like I had, you know, diverticulitis. And that
Is what?
It's like a fucking, it's a thing that happens to like half of all males. And it's like you get this little pocket, like hole in your fucking, like the lower part of your intestine. And then bacteria can grow.
Is that considered the sphincter?
That's the route it's going.
Well, no, sphincter is like a muscle. We have like, you have like 20 sphincters like in your body. That's what pushes everything through. It's not just the a-hole.
Yeah, maybe it's around there. I don't know.
Okay,
so you have
a pocket in your...
Yeah, it's a little like pocket that pops out of like the tube. And
out
it
of
fills
your intestine.
With bacteria, yeah. And then it fills with bacteria, and you can get an abscess, and it can explode and kill you.
Whoa.
But I didn't
have... How
close
were you to that?
He said like another day away from
dying.
Shut
the fuck up.
He said, thank God for you for coming in.
I can't believe
you
drove yourself here, hero.
Yeah. Where's the medals?
Oh,
get
my
this
God.
Man his medals.
This guy's wearing a Cat 5 hat. Sorry, a cat hat.
Cat 5.
Yeah, my bad's cable.
Oh, he's high Ethernet right here.
Yeah, yeah. He's
okay.
Blasting, surfing the web.
they're like, you Rocky Balboa of men.
Yeah, who knew?
Come in here. No, they said as at least 48 hours out of danger. I don't know. They just said it was a moderate to severe case, but there was no abscess. So they're like, here, take these two antibiotics. And you've probably had this for like 2 months. You just got other antibiotics for stuff other doctors thought you were sick with.
So, yeah, because Tony had told me, we'll get into Top Gun, but he came over and ate some popcorn.
Mm,
and you recently started eating beans around
beans,
that time,
yeah.
Which I guess both exacerbate.
Diverticulitis. And that was a month ago?
You changed your whole diet for a special occasion, which we'll get into as well.
Totally.
He was getting shot for the cat calendar.
Yeah, me and my hard hat. He was in my little tool belt.
He was July. It's his birthday month. Happy birthday, by the way.
Tony's a
belated.
Cancer.
I totally didn't text you, but my bad. I saw you the day before, though.
Yeah, you did.
I celebrated something way cooler than your birthday.
Everyone saw me the day before.
Everyone.
The people I invited.
Yeah, sure. But yeah, man, that's wild. Well, are you feeling any better?
Like half.
So what, like, is it when you stand, when you talk?
It just feels like there's like a, you know, a balloon of like pressure in my guts.
Which is why he texted me and he's like, I might just have to fart. I don't know. I'm going to wait a day to go to the hospital. Could you imagine if he died because idiot thought he had to fart?
Yeah. Idiot tries farting for 4 days and dies alone.
Alone? Wow.
She would have left after 2 days of me just being like, gotta be getting the fart out.
Yeah, your face is all red from the pressure of you trying to push it out.
My eyes are bleeding. Yeah.
You're shaking like, it's going to happen, babe. It's going to happen. I'm going to kill
Organs are falling out.
Yeah. Your fucking assholes just flipped inside out. Got like a blue waffle.
Looks like one of those Asian omelets where they don't cook it on the inside and then they split it open with a knife and it splits.
Oh, wow.
You ever seen that?
No.
Where it's like, it looks cooked on the outside. So it looks like when it's on the plate served to you, it looks like
an omelet.
Like an egg almost. Like the shape of an egg, an oval.
Okay.
It's sort of, yeah, it's an omelet, but it's a real nice, cool oval, like an almond.
Okay.
Then they take a knife and go right across the top seam, and it just spills out to like
the
oozy egg on the inside.
Yeah, like over easy, I guess.
But it's scramble, so it's all yellow.
Okay.
So yeah, so it's like them cooking it with just a nice outer shell of a scramble, and the inner scramble's all guts.
So my guess is
that's what my butt was gonna do.
My guess is what they do. They would cover the pan, add a little bit of water beforehand, and then like let it steam, and it cooks the top part. I think that's how you do that.
Hmm. We'll have to look into different ways to cook eggs.
I think that's a poached egg, too, or something like that.
Poached.
Yeah, I've never had it. I've scrambled or, you know, whatever. In a glass, like Rocky.
I'm a scram man. Wait, what?
Just raw.
Have you ever?
No, never.
Because I know you're very like, just need to get the calories in. I'm watching my wheat today.
Shit.
I'll just chug an egg.
I wish. No, I've you're become
the,
a...
But you are the dude that's like, I'll have ham sandwich for 90 days straight.
I can eat the same thing, yeah, over and over and over
I can
again.
Very much, too.
You can?
Not as much as you.
I was about to say, because like...
Dude, sausage and rice? If
I, sure, yeah. Fucking... When I would go like hardcore, just be like chicken and broccoli, and like that's it.
Oh, you're silly. That's crazy.
Do you remember like we were living together, and I was losing weight because I had like ballooned to like one of the highest I've been, which is, I am now.
Thick and beautiful.
Yeah, two C's. But I would come home after like a fucking, I don't know, 12-hour day, and I'd only had broccoli and chicken and one egg that was hard-boiled.
Yeah.
And then I would come home, I would cut up a little bit of chicken, make a Caesar salad, and then go to bed.
Yeah, it's depressing.
Yeah.
Depressing to watch. And I was like, where's my hamburger helper boy?
Oh, my God. Me where's- and Jesus.
Where are we at?
Yeah.
There was times when I was like,
do you want to make two boxes?
I was like,
so
yeah,
we can each have one?
Yeah, my hamburger helper boy's not here. But Daddy wants the hamburger helper. I guess the box is enough for... Dude. It's not that hard. There's not many noodles in it.
No. It looks like a lot when you see the whole pan, but then you eat half of it, and you're like, well, I could still go.
But also, I think to myself, I'm like, well, that's a one-pound burger. Like, that's a burger without the bun. And the noodles, that's like a small amount of noodles.
And they're made out of eggs.
And it's cheese and stuff.
Yeah, egg noodles.
What's up? I could eat all of it. And then I look at the box. I'm like, 2,000 calories per serving, 4 servings. Holy hell.
Yeah, I can't believe my heart didn't just stop. Yeah, I would also be like, before the diet, I would make a full box of mac and cheese or shells.
Yes.
Ooh, shells.
Oh, the Velveeta shells.
But
dangerous.
Then I would add cheddar broccoli and then cheddar cheese on top of it.
A pack of cheddar broccoli.
And then shredded cheese and then Parmesan cheese.
And hot sauce.
Yeah, and sriracha. Yep. Yeah, yeah.
And that was...
And kill that entire thing.
Yep, kill the whole thing.
Full plate, a full platter of mac and cheese. Jesus Christ. Anyways, enough with the meal talk.
Honestly.
What else has been going on with you, dude?
They know
other than
fat.
Diverticulitis.
About it, you know? Just been tooling around, working around the house. Mainly.
No, there's special news, huh? Nothing crazy happened. Nothing like life altering
or
anything.
Paul puked.
Like that.
I had to clean it up.
Yeah,
little
really?
Kitty Paul. I was like, get out of here, you piece of shit.
Oh, man. Did you poop outside the litter box again?
Oh, my God. I'm going to strangle you.
You got the
look like natural death.
Bloody butthole. Is he still bleeding out of his butt?
Well, he did once, and we were like, we caught it because we fed him something new.
What'd you feed him?
It was
nice.
it was dental treats.
What? Oh, for
dental,
teeth. Okay,
yeah, dental
you.
Treats. And like she was like, I gave him like 24 of them. I'm like, what? And then Jesus. She's like, no, I was like, no more of that. And then no more blood.
No, oh, okay.
I think it's whenever he gets something new in his diet, he's like, my butt doesn't know it.
I don't know what it is, but yeah, he would bleed all. Like, he would walk out and there'd be blood spots on the floor, which is
that
gross.
Was what
it
we
was even
saw,
grosser
yeah.
because it's ass blood.
It's blood with juice and poop.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gross.
So Paul puked and pooped. Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's the only thing I can really report on. What about you?
Nothing else. Nothing's ringing a
day
bell.
Day before my birthday, I got married.
Oh, my God, did
yeah.
you? Wow, how was the ceremony?
You weren't there. It's very private ceremony, very special.
Yeah, you had to get, like, a super invite.
I'll invite you to the story right now.
Oh, okay, cool. I'm back.
So,
I can wait.
Big Fat Tony is walking up to the altar, and I'm like, it's pretty cool. Hey, guys. Hey. Just immediate family. Pretty.
Altar that you built, by the way.
Yeah, I did build that arch.
Yeah, he built an A-frame, and then he
gorgeous.
Wanted to cement it, and thought he only had to like dig like a 6 inches into the ground. Did you put it in your backyard?
No, not yet.
Where is it?
I've been sick. It's sitting. it's sitting on the. Work.
I've been sick. He's disc golfed 19 times
no,
since the wedding.
No, I have not. it's sitting on the workhorses.
I'm sick. Oh, okay.
I mean, it's waterproof.
Yeah, sure.
It's sealed as fuck.
Yeah. So it turns out, like, did you use like polyurethane?
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't actually like weatherproof it.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah. Like, it helps with moisture, but, like, if you leave it outside, it will warp and go to hell.
Man, I guess it's just going to have to take all of nature's ass beating.
Sure. So you're just going to, like, plant that in your yard, like, midsummer?
Yeah. Pretty badass, dude. That's what I thought, too.
Yeah, that's exactly what it looks like.
That's dope, right?
You like it?
Yeah.
No, it is cool. I thought it was funny, though, because it says Sansonetti, and it's a big A.
Yeah.
So Anthony Sansonetti, like, yeah. how for you?
Oh, I did not see the letter A.
You couldn't have made a C?
Yeah. How? What do you mean? No, I can't turn wood, shithead. Couldn't make a C.
Just saying.
Yeah, it would have looked like a kid drew it with crayons because it'd be lines that are straight making a curve.
Was her special day, too. I'm just saying.
I know, really. Honestly, without that arch, it would have been a fucking lackluster zone.
Well, you had like a fireplace.
You like that?
Yeah.
It was boring.
No, you could have gotten two like armchairs. You walk out in like a smoking robe.
Oh, like leather. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I'd look good in a robe.
I think so. Yeah. Yeah, I think it'd be flattering.
I'd wear it straight.
What do you
straight
mean?
Down.
Well, yeah. But how else would you wear it?
I'd have a nice line.
So I have a robe, and I notice when I gain weight and I put it on and tie it, I look even fatter because like now it looks like my gut extends and it goes straight down from the gut. There's no it doesn't wrap.
It just
looks like a muumuu on me.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, to where like my top tits would keep it straight all the way down.
Right.
So
yeah,
it'd look real sharp.
Like a tree trunk.
Just what is that? A pylon for a fucking bridge? yeah, no. Okay, so
you got married.
I'm walking up to the altar and I'm like,
did your dad give you away?
Yeah, he goes, here's my virgin flower. Take care of him.
You can't wear all white after this tone.
Shit, you're an idiot.
Not going to get away with that.
No, Maria and I walked up because Maria is the officiator. And then I was just standing there, and I was chilling, dude. I was just like this with my arms crossed in the front. And I was like, just chill cucumber. But I was still feeling like a, kind of like a, yeah, like a...
Small heart attack was happening?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because, you know, stage fright is debilitating for me. So...
Now, you've talked in front of people before and stuff.
Correct.
Like, I mean, like a large room, right?
Not a large room, I don't think.
Okay.
I don't know. I've given presentations at, like, meetings at work sometimes, and I was a... creative, so I talked in front of like my
10
coworkers.
People.
Yeah, but I don't know what it was.
You're scared.
Oh my god, dude! The waterworks started.
He cried.
No, not my eyes. My eyes were a little teary, but like she starts coming out and they're playing the Jurassic Park theme.
Oh fuck off! It
piano
was not
version. Swear to God, and I walked out to the Willy Wonka piano version.
What?
What?
You walked out to what, like fucking, if you want to view paradise, take a look around and view it.
Now.
That one?
I don't think that'd be cool.
Wait, was that legit? What, she walked out to fucking. Like, are you kidding me?
No, I'm not. Do you think I'm joking?
Yes, I hope.
No. Yeah, that's what we walked out to. Look.
Do you have the video? It is that song. What's really funny is that Tony and I, back in the day, we were outside at a friend's house that was just coated in beer cans, right? You remember this?
Yeah.
Like, it was like a Four Seasons room, and there was a little ledge. And I was like, yo, you should sing Willy Wonka, like, that song.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to view paradise. And then, like, I, like, went across all the cans, and it pans up to him, like, looking out into the distance, singing that song. And that's the song you walk the aisle to.
Exactly.
Okay. And well, I'm glad he thought of me, at least.
And hers was this one.
Wow. Wow. Do you even like Jurassic Park that much?
Yeah.
Oh my god. We left in a fucking Wrangler.
Well, no, the thing is that was her song to walk to.
Sure.
Mine was like I like
Willy Wonka. Yeah, I know.
I like that song.
A chocolate factory. Jesus.
What? Are you putting... Don't put correlation
chocolate
to it like...
Chocolate factory in a theme park.
But that's not... What do you want? If I played Tina Turner, you'd be like, oh my god, Ike Turner beat the shit out of her. You're promoting domestic violence?
Oh, no, no, no. If you were like Bodyguard, that would have been sick.
You stupid ass. You're so...
piano, oh, version, piano version of Bodyguard? Dude, hell yeah.
Stupid ass. She really likes Jurassic Park. She has a lot of Jurassic Park like knickknack shit.
Really?
So she picked that one, and I picked the Pure Imagination one.
Pure Imagination, that's what it is, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's sweet.
Yeah, and then there was another song that we walked out to.
You don't
remember. It was different. But there was no like actual wedding song. Everlasting Love.
By?
Do you know? The, I don't know, woman.
Yeah, no, I remember they
you know that
it's in a oh fuck, Big Daddy.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I don't know.
So yeah, a lot of movie themed stuff here.
Hey, dude,
that's fun.
It's a wedding for two.
Let me see your ring.
This is just a silicone one.
Oh, haven't taken the plunge yet, huh?
No, the other one's. I almost lost the other one. So
what do you mean?
So I just misplaced
it. Stop slamming your phone down, Jesus.
Sorry.
God damn, throwing everything.
I just misplaced it.
So you don't know where it is?
No, I found it.
Oh, okay. Where was it? It was in my cat file.
It was in my laundry basket.
Oh, right on. In a pocket?
No, just right on top. I was like, what are you doing there?
Got to wash this.
Yeah, I was like, okay. So then, you know, then I was like, here, just put this up so I don't lose it because it's the actual wedding ring. And then I'm just going to get it tattooed.
Are you?
Yeah.
First actual tattoo.
I know.
Not done by you.
First paid tattoo, yeah, that I didn't do.
Yeah, who are you going to get tattooed by?
Someone that looks like me. Just so it feels like I did it, you know?
Oh, yeah. Like, do you mind
maybe
if
I should just stick and poke myself?
Set a mirror in front. Don't you still have your gun, or did you sell that?
Oh, yeah, I still have it.
Did you sell it?
It's sitting around waiting for me to pick it back up. I sold it.
With my Xbox 360 I bought for the fourth time?
I'm going to say, like, that would have been, what, like 8 houses I brought that to? Yep, got to keep that. That's someday that'll...
Like 4, I think. Unless you count, like, you moving back to your dad's for that, like, 1 week.
I did the Radiohead tattoo when I lived in the Falls on 2nd Street.
Yeah.
I've been, like, 5 places since then.
You are a real hopper.
Not anymore.
Nope. Well, now you got the anchor down, sir.
Dude.
It's married. How are things being married? Is it any different?
None whatsoever.
Wow.
Yeah.
Unless you want to break up, then it's like lawyer time.
It's like, God, okay. We got to call that lawyer we don't like.
Do you have a lawyer you
a
don't
divorce
like?
Lawyer? No, I don't have a fucking divorce.
Well, I thought like any lawyer could be a divorce
lawyer. No, I think you do like, you're like, oh no, I have to deal with these pieces of shit. I charge them a certain rate. I'm a divorce only lawyer.
Yeah.
I feel like a normal, like, he's like, I'm a tax attorney. You're like, just help our divorce. He'd be like, bro, I don't do hard crap.
You go to your dad.
Hey, he's an auditor, idiot. What is,
you're like, same diff, right, Dad?
You can help me, right? You're adjudicated.
How do I get the business and the house?
I'm watching The Juror with Robert Downey Jr. Or what's it called? The Judge?
Yeah, Judge.
Careful.
His dad was a judge.
No, I don't. What?
Nothing
what
different. Nothing different.
No, it's all the same. It's still.
That's cool.
There's a lot of crap to put away at the house.
Where'd you guys go to honeymoon?
Shut up. God damn.
These are loaded questions, people.
We're going to some island tomorrow in Erie, PA. It's not Put-in Bay or one of those. It's called, like, Fallujah.
Wow.
Fallujah. Isle. It's an isle, not an island.
So, Fallujah out by Erie, PA. Well, that's cool. What are you going to do there? Ride some bicycle, like tandem bikes?
We're going to look for that. And then also those water bumper cars.
Those places do have tandem bikes, like a lot of them. Because they're like, go ahead, have a family of fun day.
You can drive onto this aisle. There's a bridge.
It's not a... Yeah, Put-in Bay, I think you have to take ocean.
Ferry.
Yeah.
In ocean. A lake. An ocean. Yeah, what ocean is north of us?
You got to take the current.
Stupid.
So it's bridge.
It's a bridged aisle.
That's
and
cool.
It's called, the name in French, I think, means almost an island.
Oh, that's why it's an aisle.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so we're going to go there. If they have golf carts, we'll rip it. If not, we'll just grip it with our feet.
Yeah, I feel like that place is, not that place specifically, but any type of aisle or island that you go to with golf carts is just going to be a lot of hammered people driving golf carts.
Totally. Yeah. Hopefully not on a Tuesday morning.
You never know.
Yeah, I don't know. But this is not a party island. It's more of a historical island, like kind of like a nature park.
What happened there historically?
I think that there was like some pilgrims in a tunnel, and there was maybe some like castles and dragons and lightsabers. I don't
know.
Yeah. So don't ask stupid questions if you don't want stupid answers.
I figured you knew.
Like, I knew the fucking history of the aisle.
Well, you said it was historical.
I don't even know the fucking name of it. Like, Cuckoo Pow Pow. Courtney's going to come to coach and be like, do you mean Felipe Island or something simple?
Felipe. Yeah, it's Spanish for Philip.
Hey, Felipe. Yeah, no, it's some word that, or some term that
you
means
don't know.
Little
yeah,
island.
No, we've determined
I'm
that.
I'm not French, motherfucker.
You're Italian.
What do you want?
Nothing,
dude.
What did you
do? What'd you do?
Replaced a fence.
You did some hot work out there. 96 degree day. This guy goes, let's get it.
Yep. I'm pretty sure the guy that helped me, our neighbor, got some poison. He had a fever that night.
Yeah.
That's wild. We did that. We removed the shower, the incinerator, then some very skinny crackhead had to pick it up. The incinerator, which was like $250 easy. And he was like, can you all help me with this? Back in my younger days, I could have got it. And I was like, wow. Yeah,
and he was a crackhead?
I mean,
or he vibed for crackhead?
He vibed.
But
dude, he put it on his truck and then left the gate open. He's like, oh, that'll sit.
Oh, that'll sit.
Dude, if that thing fell off, it cracked the fucking asphalt.
Oh, so it was just a sitting, just a piece of some, an incinerator just sitting there.
A giant incinerator from like 1945.
And it was scrapped, though.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you didn't sell it.
Kenny was like, do you want to sell this? You'd probably get some money. I was like, I just want it out.
Okay.
Yeah. I would have given it to you, but, you know.
I mean, it's an incinerator. Why?
We had a leak in the ceiling the day of your wedding.
Yeah.
Rain on your wedding day, by the way.
Oh, yeah. We didn't discuss much about the actual wedding. It was totally like our style wedding. I hope you had fun.
I had a blast. Yeah, actually, your nephew, 10-year-old, fucking
Gabe
Slade.
Oh yeah, I call him the Stinger because he's like a card shark.
Yeah, we played Guess Who, and I think he whooped my ass about 4 times, and then proceeded to tell me how to play the fucking game. And dude, I was like, guy, this is mine.
And he told me too. He goes, I told the one guy like how to play the game better.
Yeah, I told.
And
your,
I was like,
I told your kid, your child friend over there. I'm like, whoa, Gabe.
And I was like, what do you mean you called him a bitch to his face
no,
in front
he was
of his
like,
girl?
He's like, you got to ask good questions, dude. I was like, is that how you play the game? He's like, yeah. And I'm like, oh, fuck off. I'm being sarcastic. You can't even pick.
Dude.
He was good, though.
That is good. And now,
Josie, I think she might have beat him once, good. But they tied a lot.
Little humble pie for you, for him.
He tripped on his way out and broke his two front teeth.
That would be brutal. That would be brutal. Wishing pain on a child. Paul Wolf, 2021. You heard it here. Broke his two front teeth. You sick fuck, you. No, my sister Kendra, who is in town from Washington, and I love her and thank her for doing that, because it was awesome seeing her. She beat the shit out of him at his own game at home. She went over to hang out with him and Nathan later that night.
Oh, yeah.
And they were playing Smash Brothers, which is like Gabe's game. And he's like, which character do you want? Whoop the shit out of you.
Yeah, I'll just pick random.
I'll just randomize my shit. And she's like, it whooped his ass.
Was that for Switch?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, I think
so. Don't you have a Switch?
Yeah.
Do you have Super Smash Bros?
I do not.
How many games do you have for Switch?
Like 10.
Wow. That's an investment. You played a lot?
No, it's Courtney's.
Oh.
I bought her all the games, pretty much. No, I have like 2 games. I have Link's, what the fuck is the Zelda game for?
Oh, okay, yeah.
I forget the name of it.
I think there's a new one coming out, too.
Yeah. I can't believe I can't think of the name of that fucking game. That's stupid.
It's like Wind Walker.
Nope, that's really old.
Ocarina Time, some shit.
1994.
Wow, that's fucked up. I didn't thought about that.
But yeah, that's it's fun.
Yeah. Anyways, your wedding, the rain. That's what you're going to talk about.
Rain, dude. I had so many fucking games planned.
Well, what you had?
No,
well, I thought.
Don't
we were,
say well. What? Like it's going to be like low
cornhole.
Two cornholes.
Sure. Okay. Sorry. You could have 2 games at one time.
Disc golf baskets.
Right.
So
you took yours.
I was gonna,
but you didn't.
And not on the day of.
Sure.
Yeah,
because it was like, well, obviously, my fucking, I thought my roof was leaking. It was raining so fucking hard that day.
Yes, it was the monsoon of... Yeah.
It lightened up, though. It was a nice
Hurricane
day.
Hurricane Elsa?
Something like that. Yeah, I think it was Elsa. Yeah, Frozen was playing.
Okay, you just...
You distracted me with Frozen.
You got the disc golf. You got the...
Cornhole.
You got lawn darts. You got badminton racket with the tennis...
Oh,
net!
That's right. You did tell me that. You bought that for your backyard, didn't
you? Yeah. You got volleyball,
so the church people can walk through your game. Excuse me, potluck coming through.
Stupid asses! I hate it. I would ban them if I could.
Why? Yeah, when you put up a fence,
I will, and then they will be fucked.
Are you gonna build it yourself?
That I haven't decided because I don't have a yard as much as I have a tree with some grass around it. So I don't know how
the
brutal
yard goes back. Far, but
it does. There will be a portion of my life that I'll want to die.
Oh, digging those
holes.
Because
it'll be pure root.
I honestly don't know if, like, even if you hired someone, if they'd be like, yeah, this is impossible. You'll have to get this, like, backhoe out of here, filled in, and then we can dig.
Correct. And then the getting the stump removed is the first portion, because then I need to regrade the whole yard.
Now, what if you like made it like an L? We'll even talk about this later.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Here at, like, landscaping design.
Well,
yeah.
You do have that cat hat on, so I mean,
I'm a fucking man of the tools.
That doesn't want to use the tools.
I don't have any reason for them yet in my life.
Yes, you do.
I just think it's cool. I like the brand. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a cool brand.
You never used a cat tool.
I know, but it's all cool shit.
You haven't.
Have I ever used a cat? I've rode in one.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My uncle had one.
He sat bitch.
Oh, my God. No, he put me on the floor by his fucking cigarette packs and fucking water bottles.
You work the pedals, Anthony. Go ahead. Have a blast.
Oh, man.
He put you in the front, like, where, like, the fucking part where you dig into the ground. Swinging you around and shit.
I just, I vibe with, like, the aesthetic of the logo.
Oh god,
you know what I'm saying?
I vibe with this fucking machinery.
I said the aesthetic of the logo.
I've been going logo-less lately. I don't know.
It's not synonymous with the brand so much as it is with me just digging the way it looks.
You like cat paw?
Son of a bitch. More than regular paw.
Oh, how dare you?
How dare you?
Anyways, so replace the fence. Ripped an old shower out. You know, just doing house shit and playing a lot of Destiny and watching a ton of movies. I'm trying to think if we did anything else. No, not really. We did the fucking movie night. Josie had an awesome spread.
Dude, that was fun.
That was a blast. Yeah, we had the popcorn maker out, which gave Tony diverticulitis. And we had a bunch of candy. She got, like, all this candy from Dollar Tree and shit like that. It was a neat little experience. It was fun. It was a
chilly night. We were freezing.
Yeah, Tony's in a fucking blanket like fucking Roosevelt.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Just looking like Grey Gardens. Just, hey, how's it going?
He, like, literally had his, like, hands up by his neck, tucking himself in. Oh, it was great.
It was so cute.
But yeah, it was a lot of fun. I'm trying to think if we really did anything else other than, like, your wedding. My mom's in town, saw her. Like, nothing really that crazy. But a lot of just working around the house and relaxing.
Any good foods?
Foods. Making a pizza today.
That's cool.
Yeah, we're going to make a white pizza, like Marco's.
I get solid food today.
What do you mean, for the first time in how long?
Since I went to the hospital.
2 days.
Well, I didn't eat. Yeah, but I didn't eat before I went to the hospital all day.
Because they had to dig out some poop?
No, just because I didn't have much of an appetite because my guts felt shitty. So I'm just.
Oh, yeah, you had 2 days of liquid diet. So what have you been drinking, milkshakes?
Oh, just anything. Soup broth, ice cubes, just crying my own tears into my mouth, just drinking those. Never. Do I ever want to be on a liquid diet?
Well, I mean, if you ever get surgery, that's what's going to happen.
Excuse me. Wait one sec. Excuse me.
Wow.
See? Liquid diet. That's one of the side effects. I had some bisque, you know.
Bisque?
Like soup.
Oh, okay. Tomato bisque.
Yes.
Right on. All right. So, I think that's all for, like, the things that have been going on, I believe. Do you have anything else?
I'm going to get lasagna from DeVitas.
Today? That's what you're going to start out with?
What?
I figured you should, like, ease back in. Like,
should I?
Like Triscuits? Noodles.
Oh, okay.
Like soft things, not like...
Isn't that made of noodles?
Yeah, and a lot of other things.
And
cheese.
Meats and
cheese. I'm about to say, like, red sauce.
I'm
like,
thinking a steak with a side of lo mein.
Yeah, and also, your stomach's probably, like, shrank. You're probably not going to be able to eat much.
Oh, yeah, totally. I'll probably just be down to a...
Dude, 2 days of liquid diet, I guarantee that you're going to, like, have, like, a half that lasagna if you get a trifold.
So
and
now
fucking...
I'm going to be scared that I will... The pain I'll be feeling will be bad pain, but it'll probably just be your belly's full. You don't know what full is, you fat fuck.
You've never been full.
He's never
been satiated in his entire life.
I made the comment once. I think it was to Courtney. I was like,
I don't know if I've ever been full.
I don't know if I've ever. Yeah, I've ever. Like, I eat so fast so I can avoid fullness. And then I have felt sick after meals.
I'm sorry,
meals.
You eat so fast to avoid fullness?
So
what do you mean?
Because fullness, if you go slowly and eat...
Oh, you just want to eat a bunch, so then you're just tricked into being like, oh,
God. Then you're dropping a fucking elevator on your stomach instead of feeding it little teeny bits of.
Sure, yeah, I understand what you're saying.
No, you yeah, because
yeah, oh,
you're like ready for the feast.
Yeah, I do.
I want to die
every time Josie. She'll make like this really nice, like
beautiful meal.
And by the time she sits down, I'm 3/4 of the way done.
Just fucking face in the plate.
And she's like, "Well, I mean, if you want to go sit on the couch, I guess you can."
Hey, why don't you go just get your meat sweats outside?
Yeah. Like this, like awesome looking burger and shit like that, and I'm just
stuff.
Like.
So let's start that show. I'm done.
Yeah. By the time she picks like the part we left off, yeah. So I've never been full before. Go ahead.
That's funny. No, I think I made the joke like I just try to, you know, I'm so into fucking, I'm so satisfied by food. Food just gives me such a fucking like, what do I look forward to today? Food's the only thing on the fucking list, other than like my pets and Courtney.
I'm about to say, I was like, I really hope you include your wife.
Oh no, trust me, I do. But like, I guess the thing that like stimulates my serotonin levels and dopamine levels
is the act of food. Yeah, eating. Which it is weird because you and I both do. Well, you don't eat as fast as I do.
No, not as. No.
Yeah.
You're the fastest eater. You and John O'Brien are the fastest eaters I've ever seen.
I've always been like that because I've always wanted to. Like, I'm like, I needed food for fuel. Now I just love food. Yeah. So now I just eat a lot in a short amount of time. But I've always wanted to get back to like skating or doing whatever we were doing. So I would just like shovel it into my mouth and be like, all right, we're good to go.
Yeah. It doesn't matter if they're too hot or too cold. Just eat.
Yeah. Have you seen any cool trailers or anything like that now that we're 36 minutes in?
Pig.
Oh, yeah, Pig. There's another trailer, too. So that's rated. It got 100% on Rotten Tomato.
I heard it's like fucking like it defies the expectation of what you think you're getting into, too.
I don't think it's John Wick with a pig,
no,
either.
No, me neither.
Okay, so it's a Nicolas Cage movie, and it looks like John Wick with a pig from the trailer, but I don't think that's actually
correct.
What it is.
I think it's much more melancholy and like
definitely
strange.
Check out the trailer, though. It looks really tight.
That and the Green fucking Knight.
The Green Knight, yeah, you told me to watch that trailer. It looks absolute. A24, yeah. With a budget that looks a little bit less than 300, because it has that kind of feel of, like, you know that this is mainly green screened.
Correct.
But the CGI actually looks good, especially for an A24 movie. They're usually, like, very low budget, like Ghost Story. Was that with Casey Affleck?
Yeah, A24.
I mean, that thing cost $1.50 to make.
Yeah. I was going to say, like, they almost
it's
look
Casey
like...
Casey Affleck in a sheet. I don't even know if he was in the movie.
Yeah.
Like, past when he died. Spoilers. Like, it might have just been, like, a stand... They could have had a fucking broom with a head on it. And they're like, it's Casey Affleck.
No, he was here the
creepy,
whole time.
Standing all creepy in the corner.
Or, like, that's Daniel Craig as a stormtrooper. Is it?
Yeah, I mean, like, dude, I think Ghost... is it Ghost Story?
Yeah, Ghost Story. It's called a Ghost Story.
Okay, right on. There's, like, literally 30 minutes of him after he's dead just standing in the house. And it's not him moving in the sheet. It's just static shots.
Fun.
I love the movie. It's great, but at the same time, I'm like, I think I could have made this on like a fucking iPhone.
Well, that's the beauty is like they're probably like, dude, anyone who watches it, it's profit.
Yeah, honestly, even if
you guys, if
even
one
if it's
person,
streamed,
yeah,
we're good,
dude. That's how it was with Blair Witch. They're like, are you kidding me with this popularity?
Yeah, I think that movie cost what? It was either $4 million or $1 million, but it was like dirt cheap
comparatively.
I mean, a Ghost Story literally, I think, cost like maybe $100.
Yeah,
they had to buy that sheet. Nice sheet.
Dude, it's fucking Green Knight looks evil.
It
looks dope.
Looks really good. It looks really cool. I am that comes out what, July 30th? It's a theaters only too, not streaming at all. I was kinda bummed about that.
I was shocked that they didn't just as diverse as they could with their
launch. Really thought it was gonna be Amazon and theater same day.
I could also see...
I don't see that movie having enough pool to actually like get good numbers in a theater.
And that's where you see it jump to streaming quick.
Yeah, and also I guess for awards you have to release in a theater. That's why Netflix was about to release like for like a week or like a day or something like that. You have to have a run in theaters to be like for an Oscar. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So like none of the shit on Netflix was getting any like nods or anything like that. So they're like, okay, we'll start releasing like in theaters same day streaming for a week.
God, I can't even think of a fucking Oscar worthy Netflix produced film.
Anon? No.
I was gonna say like you know, there's some doozies.
What was that orc movie with Will Smith that you love so much?
Oh, Bright.
Bright, yeah. You're like, dude, it's just so cool.
You have so much lore.
And had no idea that it was like fucking like a racist. Not, it was about like racism. Like,
systemic racism, yeah, exactly, and yeah, classism. Yeah.
You're like, wait,
yeah,
for real? I'm like, good God.
I was like, it just saw sweet ass.
Fucking, yeah. Do you remember the wands? Jesus.
Oh, there's fairies and goblins.
But yeah, Pig and Green Knight, definitely check out those two trailers. They, yeah, they look,
what
really
about
cool.
You?
Those are the two trailers I was going to talk about.
All right.
So let's hop into weekly recommendations and rejections, the only part of the show. I rewatched Prometheus.
Oh, okay.
And I'm not going to lie, I liked it a lot more than, because I kind of like, I liked Prometheus, but I wasn't like a huge fan of it.
Right.
Now I enjoyed a lot, except for the staples and the stomachs and then her like zipping herself up and she's like, oh, we're good to go.
I love
let's
Elizabeth
run
Shaw.
Away from, is that the,
that's her name.
The main.
But yeah, my God, is that that's uneasy to watch. Sorry, I'm burping.
Oh, yeah, it's that liquid diet, people.
God.
No, but I liked it a lot more than I have before. As, like, an alien movie, though, I don't know. I mean, like, they didn't really add that much lore to it. Other than, like, you know, like, this is where, right, like, the space jockeys, well, kind of came from. They actually don't, like, get into that until Covenant. When she starts dropping the bombs on all the people that,
correct,
like, which blew my mind that was, like, a 30-second snippet.
Yeah.
And then they're like, okay, now on to the movie. I'm like, wait.
It was the coolest.
Like, we spent the whole movie about these guys, and then you're going to kill them off in 30
seconds?
Every
one of them. Every one of them.
And not tell us, like, where they came from, why they were doing this. They're like, no, it just is. I'm like, I don't like that.
So
if you're going to give me lore, then why not give me lore? Not, like, you know, a little like, oh, what's these guys? Whatever.
And even more to that, like, Ridley Scott has released more lore, more materials. They're drawings that David did in Covenant of what happened to Elizabeth and how he's fusing this virus with human tissue. But you have to, like, go and search it out. It's canon. It's from Ridley Scott.
Okay, so hold on. He's doing the virus, but I don't understand. What do you mean, like, infusing it to humans? Because I thought, like, the facehuggers went in there, and then whatever DNA it matches with is what it pops out as an alien.
So, yeah, so he was trying to perfect the fusion of that facehugger with a human to create. That's why his alien looks a little different than the ones we see in Aliens and Alien 3.
I thought it was just because he bred it with different species.
No.
Because in Alien 3, it breeds with a dog and it comes out as a dog alien.
As like a dog alien, yeah.
Yeah, or dog xeno, rather.
I think it shows pictures of him trying various different ways of impregnating Elizabeth
Shaw.
I do
remember that. Like, they showed.
So fucked up.
They showed, like, all the drawings in the background, which they never got into in the movie. And like you said, you have to go.
You have to go and search them to see.
Honestly, that's how Destiny is. You get lore books.
Yeah, no, I know.
They're not even cutscenes anymore. Yeah, they're just like, oh, no, read about
Warhammer's the same.
Like, what Lakshmi did. And I'm like, yeah. Okay. Okay, cool. Thank you.
You like that character? Here's a book about him.
Yeah.
We wrote.
Now, there's a guy named My Name is Bife on YouTube that does all, they call him Lore Daddy,
yeah,
because he does all the lore, like reads it to you and explains what happened and all that type of shit. Anyways, I give Prometheus like a solid 7.5.
Dang.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's all right. David's like the
crazy actors in that not doing much.
Yep, exactly. Yep. Yeah. Charlize Theron.
Idris Elba's just there. He's cute,
yeah,
but he's not like,
no,
impressive.
He's just like, I'm drinking coffee and trying to bang this broad.
Or the monk dude from Doctor Strange, the Asian dude. He's in Sunshine. He's Doctor Strange's like buddy.
Wong.
he I'm like just spinning my hands like, Doctor Strange.
Yeah, come on,
hand,
buddy. Yeah.
Wait,
who was he in fucking Prometheus? Are you talking about Covenant?
Was he? I thought he was in Prometheus as someone on the crew that was like raised their hands with him at the end.
Maybe, I don't know. Probably
or
not.
Or I'm thinking Sunshine because I watched Sunshine.
Oh, okay. Well,
he's in
Sunshine. Sunshine.
Dude, Sunshine's just one of the best sci-fi films. I don't want to. I have a fuzz.
Yeah,
in
it's
my,
all good. It's
okay,
whatever.
I didn't know if that was okay.
Yep.
They won't hear it though.
Sure.
Cool for them.
Maybe they will.
So,
I don't know.
Sunshine's just one of the greatest sci-fi films.
Yeah,
it's just incredible. It's so fucking well done. Chris Evans is the shit. Cillian Murphy's the shit. Fucking Michelle Yu is the shit.
The movie's
awesome.
The movie does, yeah, amazing things. And also for, I think, a cheap budget, too. I love Sunshine.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah. Sunshine's great. I give that 10 out of 10.
Do you notice yourself rewatching a lot of movies instead of, like, yes, new content, even though there's, like, a billion
weird
new things? Yeah, I kind of hate myself for it.
Or I will look into a movie and give it, like, time for research. 5 minutes of, like, let me see what unbiased reviews look like on Metacritic and, like, this and that. Like,
yeah,
not just Rotten Tomato top fucking review. And
it's one of those things, like, I feel like a dick because then I get through five or six, like, unbiased reviews and I go, yeah, but everyone says it's not worth your fucking time unless you like one or two things. So I give up because I'm like, no, I could watch Aliens, which has 9 million of the things I want. And I know it's going to fucking provide me that fucking cinema boner that I'm looking for.
You have watched Alien a lot.
Why not?
I mean, yeah,
Terminator,
why not?
Terminator 2, why not?
Roll it again.
God.
What do you give Old Sunshine?
10 out of 10.
That is a tight
movie.
It's
a fantastic film.
Did you watch the new Netflix movie Army of the Dead?
Yeah.
What'd you think? I watched it as well.
I'm more like Army of the Sack of Shit.
You didn't like it?
Not really, man. It had fun times.
It was exactly what you thought it was going to be.
Did you know?
The heist part. Okay, so this is what bothers me about when movies take like a common trope, like let's say zombies, and then mesh it with a different type of movie, like let's say a heist movie. That's what this is.
A bingo.
And they don't really commit to either. They just kind of try to like tread right in the middle, and it just makes it like a nothing. I will say I did really like the zombie king and queen idea. That was really neat. Spoilers.
They didn't dig deep enough for me to care enough, but I was like, cool, that could be cool. What's
exactly
that about?
The idea was neat, and it was ultra fucking violent.
Also, why tell me that zombies will fry out in the desert because they're so dry and they just kind of fucking wither, but if it rains, they all reanimate? Why tell me that and not reanimate 1,000 dead zombies in the desert, you fucking morons? That was like, I'm like, you're a moron.
Well, you see that part of the movie and you're like, well, this is going to come back.
That sounds dope.
And then cool. It doesn't. Yeah, nope. That is strange.
I was like, you fucking idiots. Like, don't write a cool concept and you added it to a script to feed, like, everything in the script should tend toward the punchline, like go toward something.
Well, okay,
that one was, I guess, what, world building?
That's, yeah, okay. So it's hard to do that because when you do that, you as the audience member, since like the audience are smarter now, they'll be like, well, that's going to come back, that's going to be the thing at the end.
Yeah,
and they don't want that, so maybe that was like kind of like what do they call that, like a misdirect to make you think that was going to happen, but then the movie kind of petered out on like a doubt.
But I mean, now if they had something else cool planned for the end, I would be pumped.
Yeah,
no. But they have like a bullet planned.
Yeah, solid. I would say like a 6. What about you?
If you have if you want like fun 2-hour CGI, like demon.
The zombies look cool.
Fucking zombies and like, what is that? That evil ass cheetah or. What was it? A tiger?
It was a tiger. Yeah, the zombie tiger.
That was cool. But it's a cool concept, but it's not like a good movie. Like, it's like a stupid action movie.
Totally okay.
Yeah.
Super okay.
Friday night, cool. Play it. I also watched another new one that's cheap, I guess, in its own right.
What do you mean?
The Tomorrow War with Chris Evans.
I actually didn't write that down, and we both, Josie and I watched that.
So Tomorrow War is about kind of what you think. It's
you
like
say cheap one? What do you mean?
It's a little... I thought that the aliens looked incredible in terms of like the quality of...
I thought they looked very cool as well.
But they also look like every other fucking alien I've seen since Arachnids and Independence Day. Like, I was like, they don't...
Yeah,
they're not very unique, really.
I think it's kind of hard to make a unique-looking alien.
I feel like...
You get to, like, District 9, and you're like, oh, cockroaches, right on. Kind of like sea creatures.
Like, Life did good with, like, the little tiny starfish organism.
Yeah, but also, like, that's, like, such a... I don't know, it's almost like a Pixar alien.
You know what I'm saying? I wish they would have gone with something like The Flood or The Thing. Like, those give you so much diversity.
Well, The Thing also...
Diversity.
Yeah, but also it took different forms
that's
and shit
what I'm
like
saying.
That. Now, like, you look at, like, the Xenomorph or, like, Predator. Like, those two aliens are, like, staples of what looks cool. And
it
then you
is.
Have, like, your mundane, like, gray alien, you know, like, with the big eyes, bald head. Like, you're like, when someone says UFO, you think of that thing driving it.
I also think
Mars
like,
Attacks actually had pretty cool aliens.
I think those are fun aliens.
Yeah.
Like, ray gun aliens are fun.
Yeah, totally.
Also, I feel like there's certain aliens that they do just have, like, a personality, and these ones didn't have much personality. They were really dope looking. They're evil as fuck. They're fast. They're kind of like Edge of Tomorrow. They didn't have, like... Do you remember Edge of Tomorrow?
I don't remember the aliens. Yeah. I just remember the plot of the movie, which was very cool. I will say, kind of like A Quiet Place. Like,
I was going to say, because I saw A Quiet Place 2 right before this.
We'll talk about that here
in a second. So I think that has something to do with me being a little bitch about the aliens.
Sure. So the Tomorrow War, the opening scene is horrific.
The opening scene's very cool.
And it starts out like really, really good. And then, I mean, like... it just goes into the same bullshit that you've seen a million times.
I wrote it, you wrote it.
It's just not very like imaginative with like a thing that's also been done a bunch too. So it was kind of like hard for me to be like, wow, amazing, but totally watchable. I gave it like a 7. Like I was like, that was fine.
Play it and it's cool. It's there. 7 is fine.
It's not not a movie that you're like, I got to watch that again. Like Mad Max Fury Road. But then again, there's a reason why those movies are that good. So
yeah, even like, God, there's so many. Yeah. Like, yeah, it's no District 9, but like it is a fun sci-fi time.
Tenet.
Yeah.
Did you watch that?
I'm not smart enough to know what I was watching, apparently.
Really? Did you feel dumb?
Everyone feels dumb.
Oh,
you just snapped right into it.
Easy peasy.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, the end is here. The beginning's there for you, but the end's here for me.
What did you not understand? What's up?
It's a stupid movie.
You didn't like it?
Not at all.
Really?
I thought it was awesome. I love Robert Pattinson. I'm a big Robert boy.
Well, also the Nolan boy.
Excuse me.
He directed and wrote.
I know, but like...
You can tell because it felt
he's
like fucking...
He's fallen away from his prestige days and Dark Knight days.
He did Memento, right?
I think that was
his first like mind fuck of a movie. And then what was the other one? The dream movie. Not Shutter Island, Inception. Yeah,
he does like these cerebral movies, but this is one that I was like, you went too cerebral for me. It wasn't easy enough for me to compute all the elements.
It was Chris Nolan, Memento, by the way.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
I was like, oh, I hope.
Yeah, oh no. It was Spielberg.
They'll kill us if we're wrong. Maybe I'm just too stupid. Yeah, I'm old. I'm an old man. I don't know these tenant need these needs for hyper fucking focus, I guess, to figure out what's going on. Or maybe it's meant to be watched twice. I never watched it twice.
I don't think it was. Not in that case. I'm like, oh, you missed this. Because they kind of show all the things that you
I like the look. Like the vibe
before.
Is tight. Like where like when they throw the fucking gas in the... auditorium or whatever where the play is.
Yeah,
that's badass.
Oh, the first shot,
so
then he tuned out.
I was like, boring.
Yeah, okay, no more SWAT
teams.
That
bullet went backwards. I don't like it,
dude. I love the backwards fighting mixed with forwards fight. Like it was, I don't know, I thought it was awesome.
It seemed like I was like, dude, you're too smart. It's too much.
The
too-
end was so sick with the two teams, one going backwards, one going forwards. Like that was fucking insane, dude.
That confused me so hard. I was just like, but what's permanent? What's happening? What will happen? And when?
Everything.
But did it already?
Yeah. And then,
and it will.
I don't know. I gave it like a 9. Like, I thought it was really neat.
I gave it like a 6, and I put a question mark. And then I was just like, drooly mouth emoji.
Yeah, just mouth breathing.
Help me.
You're sounding out the word 6 to write it down.
Whatever. No, I knew that. I was going to be like, I bet Paul thinks that this movie's like the...
Not the best.
The coolest. Like, my mind is so engaged. I was like, I'm done.
Ah, finally a challenge.
Oh,
no.
For my sweet, sweet mind.
No, I really enjoyed it. I thought it was tight. That's okay, man.
Dude, I hope you've been watching this, too. I think it's called MODOK.
Oh, yeah, I've seen some of it, yeah.
Funny, dude.
It is pretty good. Yeah, Patton Oswalt, right? That's the voice of MODOK.
It's cute.
Yeah, for Hulu?
Yeah, Hulu animated...
Seth Green's involved.
Yeah.
Patton Oswalt obviously is doing the voice. But yeah, it actually is pretty strong.
Yeah, it's good comedy.
Now,
I've watched like 4 episodes.
I was about to say, Josie got real hard into it, so I would watch it with her occasionally, like when I would just like, be upstairs or some shit like that.
God, I saw so many good things.
Yeah, same. Well, this one was okay. Those Who Wish Me Dead?
Yeah, so I love...
I'm glad that we both been seeing the same shit.
So I love Fire Towers.
This was HBO Max, one of the ones that are like, oh, we're releasing it because of COVID.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to lie, it felt more like they were just releasing it.
Angelina Jolie. So what I will say about it is... you kind of see this coming. The tacticalness in it, the ruthlessness of the assassins,
sure,
was very like. Most of the time, when I see an assassin in a film, it's like a Jason Bourne, to where they're like, "Knock him out, let's go, guys." They're just like, "Fuck you, kid. Fuck your mom. Fuck your brother." Shooting everyone that looks at them,
right?
And that's pretty like that was jarring. I was like, "Fuck me," they're really sadistically like, nope.
That was one thing that this movie had that, like, the movie that this has been a billion times, because, like, I mean, like, kid's dad dies because he's holding secrets from somebody, which you never fucking find out, which really, I thought was lame.
Yeah.
And it's not like they're making a two. Then, like, it was just the hyper violence and, yeah, like you said, like the correct aggressiveness of them. And,
but
like, they're not.
I didn't think they merited that amount of violence. I didn't get the story that well told.
Yeah.
Her involvement was confusing.
It was strange.
Yeah.
It was strange.
But they seemed like a cool element, but not in the context of, like, then they started a fucking forest fire that killed, like, probably 100 people. Like, could kill hundreds. Holy shit.
Is it John Barenthal or Sean Barenthal?
John.
Okay, thank you. He's in it.
He is. He's a survivalist sheriff guy.
Yeah, yeah. But
he doesn't do much, which is a bummer because it's John fucking Barenthal.
And I like him a lot. But yeah, yeah. No one was really like taxed on it. It was just kind of like, we're here.
Right. And Angelina Jolie couldn't be bothered.
Dude, she has to live in like a hyperbolic chamber or something.
Also, yeah, she's...
I don't think she's aged since like 1990.
No, she looks the same in Girl Interrupted as she did in this movie.
Yeah, Gia.
And she's just as bitchy as ever.
Yeah, her character wasn't like super likable.
No, and that was the whole thing, is she's unlikable, and that's why she's up in a fucking fire tower.
Sure.
That's why she's so alone.
I felt like it, like 6.5.
Question for you.
Yeah.
Do you think fire towers have toilets in them or down below? You have to go down the ladder and like a urinal.
I think you have to shit off the side
of
it.
That's what I thought too.
Yeah. And then, like, 3 days go by, and then you bury it so the bears don't find
you. Oh, you go down and find your shit splats.
Yeah, before, like, you know, the person changes, like, you know, like, oh, like, it's shift change. I got to go
dig
my shit up.
Not like a tube that would go to a septic tank under that area.
Like, there's a fucking septic tank. Are you kidding me? What are you, fucking dumb?
I don't know. I was thinking about living in one.
Courtney, I know we just got married.
No, she was like, we're not living in a fucking fire tower. There's
wow,
no
that
plumbing.
Came up. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, yeah, we have these convos.
Yeah,
like,
that was
the married
thing.
Life.
No, I don't believe that there would be. I think, like, you go down and, like, shit in... I don't think you shit off
in
the side
your, yeah,
of it.
In your porta potty or whatever.
Yeah, because, I mean, like, the splash zone alone would be so hard to clean up.
And if it's a windy day, get out of here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Crosswind will bring that piss right back in your face.
Yeah, I bet they pee off them, yeah.
Yeah.
But dude, poop, I don't think so.
Not into the wind, though.
No, never into the wind. Not like Deep Blue Sea.
Wow.
Is he pissing into the wind? Yeah, he's a genius.
He's a genius.
But yeah, that movie was meh.
Yeah.
Have you seen The Conjuring, The Devil Made Me Do It?
Yeah.
Okay, what'd you think?
I guess I don't remember the other Conjurings, but this one was like, I was like, okay, cool. I was like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
Like
they're all here.
I don't know if the others were... scarier or better. This one was, if this one was bad in
it's,
any way,
do you know
it isn't based on anything though.
Yeah, it is.
Ed and Lorraine Warren were just a couple of fucking grifters who took people for their money. They didn't have no fucking powers.
You don't think they like actually believed what they were doing?
No,
I do.
No, I think that they were like, this is an awesome racket. And
no,
these
I legit believe that they were like that
loony enough to think.
Yes, I definitely. So I think that she thought she was like telepathic or a medium
had,
or whatever.
Yeah, had some
and
juice.
He was definitely like, I believe her.
What a bunch of idiots! I just don't like those people. But the movie was okay.
Did you hear the tapes that they played at the end of it? The kid being possessed? That was pretty fucked up.
That is pretty fucked up.
Fucking weird.
Bummer, dude. Don't get possessed, bro. Come on.
YOLO.
YOLO. Don't get possessed,
the
asshole.
Movie, the movie was fine. It
yeah, it was okay.
There's a lot of fine movies.
I'd give you
watch.
Like a 5 on it. I'm not watching it again.
I'd probably go 6, but yeah. A lot of sixes today. What else you see?
Dude, I also saw Willy's Wonderland. You need to fucking see this, dude. It's another Nicolas Cage movie. He plays like almost a Judge Dredd. He doesn't speak really. I don't think he speaks in the film.
Shit, Josie and I just watched a movie with him not speaking.
Willy's Wonderland, he kills all these fucking demon park rides.
Oh, yeah, we did watch that. Yeah, they come to life,
and he's just like a mute.
They're like, yo, clean this up, but really he's like the sacrificial lamb for the whole place. And what he means theme park rides, he means like a Chuck E. Cheese and like those robotic bands.
Yeah, of bands.
Like, yeah, they look like mascots almost. Or like, yeah.
Oh, there's a big clown. There's a big fucking
bear,
squirrel.
Yeah, ostrich and shit like that. Yeah, that movie was...
What the fuck?
It was weird. I didn't think it was all that... like. I mean, it was...
I thought it was a fun time.
It was fine.
Oh.
What was the... Was it Mandy that he was in?
Yeah, Mandy's the super gory one.
Love that movie. And you were like, man, I don't know.
I was meh on it because it was such a fucking trip. I didn't know it would be so, like, hallucinogenic watching it. there's a lot of trip scenes to where like they're like, how about 4 minutes of sludge with like fucking kaleidoscopes and a dick in the background?
When I saw the
and I'm like, whoa.
When I saw the like Cenobite bike riders, I was like, I'm yeah, fucking
the two badass.
I'm sold. These look so tight. Like they actually went for like full on demons. Like, I
yeah, they were
really
badass.
Neat. But yeah, Willy's Wonderland. I was like, it was fine.
Yeah.
I like when
a lot
he,
of fines.
Yeah, honestly, a lot of just meh.
Yeah.
So blasé this break has been watching.
God,
these.
No, I've loved it.
These half movies. Yeah, honestly, just enjoy the time. But yeah, I didn't think it was like that great or that good.
Yeah. What do you give it?
Oh, six.
Okay, seven.
Just six is yeah, all around today.
Yeah.
Mandy, I give a 10. You should watch Mandy if you're going to get Nicolas Cage.
Maybe I will.
Dude, there is a fucking wild moment where he just like starts pounding vodka in this weird, like surreal bathroom and just starts screaming. Oh, it's good Nick Cage, man. He fucking shoots the moon on that performance.
If I watch Mandy, you got to watch Abe Lincoln Vampire Hunter.
I've seen it.
It's so good.
It
watch
good.
It again.
Yeah, but it has that weird like ninja assassin fake blood, which I don't like.
Dude, there's so much of that.
Yeah, I'm not like I don't understand how that like the, just don't make it that red because it looks fucking weird.
You
notice
I just,
it every time.
I just turned down the contrast on my TV.
Oh wow. So now I gotta fucking now
no,
I gotta change
kidding,
how I
I'm
watch shit.
Kidding. I'm just kidding. Shut the fuck up. I'm kidding. All right, what's next?
Well, what do you give Abe Lincoln?
Oh, 10 out of 10.
Yeah,
it's a perfect film.
Perfect.
Watch it again.
I will.
With critical eyes.
It's been a while. I will
check music, it out. The music. The atmosphere.
Jupiter's Legacy. Have you seen any of this?
Oh, that's the crappy superhero show.
It's like, we want to be the boys, but we don't have the budget for some
or
reason.
None of
we're
that.
We're fucking
yeah,
Netflix, and yet yeah, like everything kind of looks like shit. There's a scene in like I think it's the end of the first episode where they fight like the main baddie, and it looks terrible.
That sucks.
Every time someone flies, it looks bad. I'm like, this. Why does this look like horse shit? I want to like this, but I can't.
Is this Smallville?
Yeah. Dude, I don't even know if it looks...
Roswell, maybe?
Yeah, let's go, yeah.
Roswell.
It has like faculty fucking CGI.
Yeah.
It's not good. Like, I don't know, man. Robots suggested it to me. He was like, it's there's rough edges.
But you could just watch The Boys again.
The Boys is just too good. Like, if you're going to make a TV or like a show like this or a movie like this, like, you got to be boys like him, like some dude jerking off over
yeah,
a city at the end of the
dude,
fucking.
Dude, or go watch Future Man or go watch Invincible. Like, there's like killer fucking shows out there.
Jupiter's Legacy really wants to be The Boys. And I understand, like,
bummer,
it could have, honestly, it could have been, but like, the acting's pretty blasé.
Yep.
Do you know the mom is the chick that fucking Tony Stark bangs in the first Iron Man? He's like, she's like, do you lose any sleep? He's like, I'm prepared to lose a couple
oh,
of hours a night with you.
Yeah.
That's the mom. Like, kind of like, you know, not
okay,
high
yeah,
tier.
Yeah, yeah.
High
yeah,
tier.
Yeah.
And same with the dad. You're like, oh, that dude looks familiar because you've seen him in
a
stuff.
Celebrity.
But, like, he's not, like, in stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
And then they have, like, this weird, like, drug addict daughter. I'm not sure how far you made it.
Oh, I didn't go at all.
Oh,
at
really?
All. No.
You saw
I just
trailer?
Heard. I just heard that it was a shitty show.
Yeah. I tried it out because I was like, well, yeah, why
it's
not? Why not spin it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, superheroes.
Hey, got
I'm
it.
In. But even I couldn't get past.
Right.
Even the costumes look tight, but like everything just looks kind of bad in it.
That's such a shame.
Pretty sure it got fucking canceled already.
Because you can make something that looks grounded look good. Watch Watchmen.
Yo.
Get the right filters, get the right fabrics, and you can do something more grounded.
Watchmen's almost perfect.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. That movie might be a 10 for me. It's a 10.
It's really nice. It's a 10. Dude, you know what Jupiter's
I watched? Jupiter's Legacy? Like a 4.
You know what I watched on your recommendation?
What's that?
Racketeer.
Dude, what'd you think?
Fucking awesome.
Right?
Courtney and I liked it. It's awesome.
Dude, like I rewatching that, I was like, man, this really holds up.
Yep.
Like magical,
it's
like
solid
everything
and
about
fun,
it.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
You know what I think that fuzz is that you're hearing? I think it might be the AC. When that starts to go, there's a current that comes up.
Where? I don't feel it.
Well, there's no like vents in here. That's only for the upstairs.
That's
so sorry if you hear fuzz, people. Anyways, Castlevania. Did you finish it?
God, it's so beautiful.
Did you finally finish it, though?
It's so beautiful.
Because he was
I
actually,
took time.
Yeah, you were like, I don't want to do it all in one fucking binge.
Yeah, I was dude, the one night I was like,
edge.
I won't start it because Cat Paul was being loud and Daisy was barking. I was like, not tonight.
Really?
I was like...
You didn't just throw headphones on, turn on, tune out?
No, man, dude.
Drop in, tune out?
It's one of my favorite shows
yeah?
of all time. It's wonderful. You don't like the end?
I love the end.
Oh, okay.
I thought the ending was... I was like, dude, you're in... Because I asked you, I was like, hey, did you watch it? And you're like, I haven't finished it yet. I'm waiting. I'm just, you know, preserving... I'm dieting on Castlevania right now, dude. Yep. I only need a little bit of time.
Oh, my God. Just...
It's like a fine wine. Got to swish it around, dude.
I never said that.
But I was like, you have to watch the end. I mean, it's like one of the tightest sequences I've ever seen with my eyes.
Yeah.
It's so fucking sick. Honestly, I would love if they did more brutal, demonic television shows that were cartoons. The only thing that I will ask is give me a little higher frame rate with your animation, because it's a little choppy.
It's almost like I feel like when it's not action, the frame rate's half as fast. When it's like pure action, that's when they're doing their job like really well.
I don't agree with that. I still think it's choppy as
hell.
You
still see it as choppy?
Oh, God, yeah. It's like a dog watching TV. Like, I can see the flicker.
You got fancy eyes.
I don't. I have terrible eyes.
No, I mean, they probably are.
I can't see street signs when I'm like 40 feet away from
them. What are we trying to say? That
I'm
animation
just saying,
studio?
No. It's beautiful drawing. I'm just saying it seems to be very choppy. Same thing with the DC movies. They do the exact same thing. The animated DC movies are really sick, but everything's super choppy. Like, I'm like, I feel like Family Guy runs at a higher frame rate.
Well, probably.
That's insane. That's a television show.
But I feel like that's
made by
all,
like
pre-made shit that they reuse model, and they just like have like a database of shit for them.
Even South Park doesn't look as choppy.
South Park... South Park's very advanced when you like South Park looks awesome.
Yes, it does. That's what I'm saying. Why can't you make a Castlevania be that same high frame rate and shit like that?
Or even like Rick and Morty has like insane detail.
Yes, exactly. Or like these straight to DVD fucking bad.
I think it's because they probably made Castlevania for 1/10 the price of a season of Rick and Morty.
Yeah, you're probably right on that.
You know, like,
now, like you look at what was the other one? Like Batman Ninja, high frame rate, also Japanese studio made.
Correct.
They're gonna go all out,
or give it to a Japanese
lazy,
studio.
Dumb Americans,
stupid
fucking
Americans,
cutting all the corners. But yeah, Castlevania the series as a whole. 10.
Ooh.
The fucking final season, 13. Oh. God, it's the most evil, tightest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, so good.
It was very good. Very good. Mandy level evil.
Dude, I loved it.
More than that.
So much.
What else you see?
Silence. This is the Martin Scorsese film with Adam Driver and, Hayden Christensen.
Okay.
They play Christian padres going to spread Christianity to Japan.
Oh, yeah.
In the 1600s
or
whatever.
Because I started this and I was like, ooh, this looks boring.
Oh, my God. Is it
good?
One of the most depressing films ever.
Is it good, though?
It's 2.5 hours. It could be an hour and a half. But there is so much awesome, like, I guess it'd be like period piece, good looking period piece of Japan. Like everything just looks so fucking authentic. And man, it's bummer though. I don't really recommend it. It's like really depressing. Everyone's dead or dying or sick and dying. And like the gods aren't helping either of them.
I wanted to watch it, but I was like, I don't know. This looks pretty fucking boring.
It's kind of sad. It's kind of like saying like, do you want to like sit down and watch like, you know, Sophie's Choice. Like, not really.
Oh, God.
Dude, like, not really. Hey, you want to sit down and just enjoy Sleepers? Like, oh, yeah.
Did you ever see Maria Full of Grace?
Yeah, Maria Full of Grace.
Maria Full of Smack when
or,
she's
like,
just
like, Girl Next Door. Like, I won't do that after I did it.
Oh, American Crime?
Yeah, American Crime.
That movie's rough. That is a bummer because you're like, oh, it worked. Oh, my God.
It's not going to end well.
Dude, then like the kids burning her with cigarettes. Jesus, fuck. Did you hear about this movie called Saint Maud?
No.
Okay, it's supposed to be like very Hereditary-ish and like Midsummer-y.
Is it out now?
It's on Amazon. And man, that's getting loud, isn't it?
It does sound like we're kind of in a blizzard.
Yeah, okay, everyone. It's snowing here in July. It's crazy. Saint Maud, though, I give it like a solid 6. It's not that great.
Okay.
It was gross. She picks at scabs and stuff like that. Like, I don't know. Gross. She's like very religious, but also very... It's a fucking weird movie. It's worth a watch, but I mean, it's meh.
Speaking of a movie that's really good animated gore, Scorpion's Revenge.
You watch that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's incredible.
It's freaking sick,
dude. It's way good.
Good now, for Scorpion.
Did we talk about the new Mortal Kombat?
Yeah.
Okay, right on. So, yeah. Because Scorpion's Revenge felt like Mortal Kombat.
Oh, it was wonderful. Fun time.
Kind of surprised. I was like, wow, they took the entire plot of this movie. Like, the whole first sequence is the exact same
thing.
Yeah,
it's fantastic.
Did you watch Sweet Tooth?
No, not yet.
What?
I'm busy.
Out of all the things that you've been watching.
All the stuff I watched is awesome. What?
We could have, when you were watching that fucking movie you just described with whoever, Martin Scorsese, Silence.
Oh, yeah.
You could have been watching Sweet Tooth.
Yeah, but that's a whole series.
Dude, it's so worth it. You're going to absolutely love it. I give it like a 10. I will. It's so good. And
I keep telling everyone I'm going to love it.
Who that's else what asked I say. If you saw
Courtney,
it?
Courtney, like twice.
She saw it?
No, she's asking, like, when am I going to watch it?
With her?
Yeah, she wants to watch
Josie
it.
Josie enjoyed it, too. Yeah. She was like, these kids are so cute.
Dude, I watched that Fear Street.
Okay, we can get into Fear Street.
Bow, bow, bow! Fear Street!
Did you watch all three?
Yep.
Okay, so this is what this was like the first time I think Netflix ever, or anyone's ever done this. They released three movies, 3 weeks, back-to-back.
Oh, my God.
And told it in backwards order. So you have 1994, 1977, and 1666, if I'm correct.
1666, 78, and 94.
78, okay. You could have just corrected me on the 78. I know. And it starts, obviously, in 94 and then takes you all the way back to 66. So kind of giving you, like, the origin story backwards, but also taking 94 time and adding it to the end of each movie. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah, because 94 is when it's actually happening.
I thought it was a pretty unique experience. I enjoyed it. What was your favorite one?
94.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what Josie said, too.
Yeah. 94 was awesome.
78 was mine. I thought that like nailed...
You liked that camp?
Nailed the vibe. Yeah. It felt so much like that. It got that time period perfectly, I felt.
Yeah.
66 was kind of like, okay.
I did, that was my least favorite was 66.
Yeah, I would go 78, 94, 66.
Yeah.
I give the whole franchise like an 8. It was a really neat idea. I hope they do more shit like that. That was cool.
That was very, and it was shocking because it's R.L. Stine, so at first I'm like, well, it's going to be PG-13-ish gore.
I didn't know that it was R.L. Stine until the last one, and it was like R.L. Stine. I was like, yeah. Whoa, dude.
Yeah, dude. He's you still never kicking read Fear around. Street, dude.
Did you?
Yeah.
Really?
Scary. Yeah.
There's so you knew of, this story?
Yeah, yeah. Well, no, I knew Fear Street. I don't know if I've ever read, this was not a, I don't know if this was a story.
I thought this was Fear, like, this. I thought this was the book, Fear Street.
I think that there's, like, tons about, of Fear Streets.
Like Goosebumps?
Oh.
Wow.
Whatever.
What do you give it?
Yeah, I'm thinking Goosebumps, aren't I?
What do you give it?
And it's probably something that's like Horror Street. What do I give it? Like a 9 out of 10.
Right on.
Yeah.
The Big Lebowski.
Wow.
We don't really need to go into it. Shut the fuck up, Donnie.
Yeah.
You just went 5. In. Or no, I'm content.
What? 5?
Big Lebowski's so fucking funny. Yeah, obviously I live in a mansion, man. Yeah, the movie.
The seat's up, man.
Fucking seat's up, man. Yeah, it's way good. What else is he?
Where's the fucking Money Lebowski? It's in there somewhere.
It's fucking rug.
Take another look. Glitch in the Matrix.
What was that?
What is that? Well, I'll tell you, you fucking idiot.
All right, dude.
So Glitch in the Matrix is a documentary on Amazon.
Uh-huh.
You really, really should watch it. It's all about fucking theoretical simulation theory, like probabilities, like different ways this could be a simulation. And it just explores all that shit. It's so interesting.
What's it on?
Amazon. Glitch in the Matrix.
I think I saw a trailer for it, and I actually did think that it looked neat.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. I can't get into all that cerebral stuff. I'm watching Tenet.
Wonderful.
Know?
Wonderful.
Cold Creek Manor. You ever seen this?
No.
Your boy Deacon Frost is in it.
Oh, beautiful.
Oh, you love him. You love him. Cool. Oh, you'd blow the hell out of him, wouldn't you?
Was this made this year?
No. This is like fucking way old, dude. Like 2008 or some shit, or 2006. I think it's on HBO Max. It's pretty tight, honestly. Wow, that's getting loud.
Cold Creek Manor.
I would highly recommend you watch it.
Okay, cool.
I'd give it a solid... Oh, Dennis Quaid's in it, though. That's the only thing.
Ah, that's a bummer for me.
So, like, a 7.5 for the Quaid.
Okay.
Deep impacts.
Greenland.
Yeah. I don't know why that
something
like,
just
came
popped
to
on
a head.
Our end.
Yeah, it's still recording. We're still good though.
Something like sounded. Yeah, it sounded like the end of the universe. It was like goodbye.
Yeah. Well, we should cut it there and never do. And I can't read again.
That's crazy. If they hear the static, we should just cut it there. Yeah. That's funny.
Well, that's a lot nicer.
Oh, Greenland, dude. It's
with
Gerard Butler.
Gerard Butler. Green. I thought fucking what's his face? Harry Potter was in that. I think in the jungle.
Huh?
Daniel Radcliffe.
No.
No.
Greenland is Gerard Butler, and it's an apocalypse movie about like comets, just pretty much the exact same Deep Impact plot.
Oh.
There's just giant comets coming towards Earth.
They ride away on a fucking dirt bike, dude.
Oh, no, but it is about his journey to get to the Ark, which is in Greenland.
The Ark of the Covenant?
Ark of the People.
Oh, Noah?
Noah's Ark in Greenland, yeah.
I thought so it was in Turkey.
But it's really fucked up. Or it's really grounded and fucked up that way.
Dude, I just watched a Gerard Butler movie.
Cool.
What do you give Greenland?
7 out of 10.
Wait a second.
What?
I saw this too. Okay, right on. Yeah, it is a meteor, and they're going for like a, yeah, they call it an arc, which I think they did in Deep Impact as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw this movie. Ah.
Yeah, that's why I gave it like a 7.
Yeah, it was so, man, we have watched a lot of bullshit.
Dude.
Sweet Tooth and Castlevania, though. I mean, like, fucking gold
okay,
nuggets.
Okay, I will watch Sweet Tooth, and I've been also clanging a lot of chains, dude.
Yeah, and getting diverticulitis, I know.
Okay.
We went through this. And getting married, yeah.
You built a fence. Yeah, wow.
Yeah. Oh, well, dude, I mean, like, right. Talk about work.
Okay.
You're basically sitting on your fucking lazy ass.
It's not work
ass.
Being married. I love my wife. I love my wife!
Black Widow. I don't think you've seen this yet.
No. But I do know about Natasha Romanoff.
Because you don't want to pay the $30 premium. Now,
sure don't.
Okay, how do you feel about the $30 premium?
Stupid thing.
Now, if you...
Daddy already pays for...
Disney. Now, would you... Have you... would you go to the movie with Courtney to see this?
No.
Okay. Then I guess you would.
So continue your debate.
Well, I was going to say, because it'd be like $26 if Josie and I went.
What theater do you go to? Go to the fucking Regal right up there.
Sure, if you go at fucking on her work
take off.
Yeah, so like if we went to like on like a Friday night or like a Thursday night even, it's still like $13.25 a ticket. So I mean,
no, I feel that. $26.50. Not a matinee,
Now, was it worth $30, Tony?
Now, that's your question for you. Sorry, that's
You're
a question
good.
For you.
Meh. It was it's good. It's good. There's a lot of really cool shit in it.
Yep.
I will say that like they could have done better.
Is it tactical?
Very tactical.
That's fine.
Yeah, Taskmaster is very tactical. He's very cool.
Yeah.
But honestly, like I'm thinking and like basically I'm going to give a tiny spoiler. There's a vest that she wears in Endgame.
Yeah, that's and yeah, they, it's like a tactical vest.
Well, they give you an origin of the vest. That's kind of like the I don't know.
I heard about that, and I was like, who gives a shit about that?
Honestly, it's like it's almost like they're like, okay, so Aquaman, right? He's got the fucking scepter or the trident. And they're like, Black Widow, that fucking vest, dude.
Remember that one vest?
Hey.
In that one movie.
Let's explain why she has the vest and why she dyed her hair blonde.
That's the only...
Those are the two things that they kind of tie into the universe. I was like, that is so fucking weird. Because they introduced a sister
of hers.
But
you've never heard her name.
They introduced
Yelena.
They introduced a sister, and that's how they, again, spoilers, that's her vest. So by her never mentioning her sister throughout the entire Marvel Universe, now you know that vest, that was her sister's.
Not during the Budapest talks, not during
Which
any.
Which is weird, because they go to Budapest, they talk about Budapest. I thought this movie was going to be Budapest. I thought they were going to solo it. Like, you know, they're like, we're doing the fucking, where he's getting the Millennium Falcon,
also,
which you talked about.
Wait,
he's going.
There's no Hawkeye show
the
up?
The Kessel Run, zero.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah,
then how the fuck do they do the Budapest part?
They don't.
That those two fucks talk about for five movies.
They don't.
Oh.
They go to Budapest, not the Hawkeye and her thing. She talks about it there again. It's strange, dude. It's strange.
Like they just always return to Budapest.
Yeah, for portions. But like really not furthering the storyline other than be like, oh, by the way, like there's a little joke in there like Budapest.
But she knows Hawkeye.
Yeah, in there. Yeah, this is like right before. Okay, this is right after Civil War.
Oh, okay.
So she's red hair. She has blonde dye because the next time she shows up, she's like on the run. So like she's blonde. Do you remember that? How out of nowhere she was blonde.
And so this is the set.
This is the origin story for her hair and her vest. Fucking weird, dude.
Oh, I thought it was going to be before she was a fucking Avenger.
No, they actually like talk about her being like the Avenger and like, oh, holy shit, like fucking like you get to go off and like be the Avenger and like.
Well, in the trailer, she jokes that like makes fun of her landing.
Yeah.
And that's like
was a good part. It's the chick. She was in Midsommar.
Florence Pugh's awesome.
Yeah, she is good. Yeah. But, you know, Russian accents when they're American people. Also, the dude from
British. Yeah,
Stranger Things is in it. The sheriff, he's Red Guardian. And their father. It's fine. It's good enough. There's a lot of really cool parts, but I mean, like, it could have been way better. I like a 7.
Okay.
Which is a bummer because, I mean, like, everyone was like, oh, finally a Black Widow movie. And they kind of really. Like I said, like, an origin story for her blonde hair and a fucking vest is, I think, kind of like why.
I think that's a $5.
That might be, yeah. It was fucking strange, man. I was kind of perplexed as to why they went that route.
Yeah.
Out of all the cool things you could talk about with, like, Black Widow, they were kind of like, hey, what about her hair and her vest?
Holy shit.
Let's see where she gets her clothes from. Like, fucking weird, dude.
Remember that one time she had that one beret in?
And it's not like everyone was like, man, that vest is sick. I wonder where she got that.
It wasn't.
Do you think
she
got that, like, army surplus, or do you think it was a gift?
Was it maybe like a Mach 1 Iron Man?
Like a lost sister or something, dude? Like, wouldn't that be really neat if we. Why is she blonde, man?
Now, if there was, like, a giant pink scorpion painted on the back of it, and it was the one time everyone talked about it in one of the movies.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's just
different.
So strange.
She goes, there's a story, but I can't tell you.
They were like, hey, man, we have Taskmaster. It'd be cool to add that with her, and like, let's not put Hawkeye in it. We don't want to take the spotlight away. I don't know, man. Like I said, it seemed like
so
a wasted opportunity to do something very neat, but it was totally fine enough. You'll like it. There's parts that you'll dig, you will be perplexed by the vest and the blonde hair being the only two origins.
Perfect.
And kind of like her parents, which she's never talked about either, that she had a fucking super soldier dad. That's weird.
That had Steve's juice, right?
It was
Red Guardian's got a serum.
He's Russian, yeah. And he's like, does Steve ever talk to me? We were fucking nemesis. Well, like colleagues, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah,
she's
yeah.
like, no. Like, is that all you, like, it's all about you. Like, you don't care about me. But she never once is like, oh my God, yeah, my father's Red Guardian. Isn't that crazy? It's just weird.
You guys want some backup?
They fucking shoehorned all these things in here that you think would have came up. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's hard when you have 90 movies.
Sure. What else you see?
Loki.
Okay.
Okay.
Loki.
I love Owen Wilson.
He is a fucking gem in
what
that movie,
delight.
Too. Yeah, a delight is a perfect mm-hmm. fucking word to describe him in that, because it is just a ray of sunshine the entire time he's on screen.
Right.
Tom Hiddleston is fucking fantastic. What's the girl Loki's name? They call her something.
Sylvie.
She's totally fine.
Yeah.
I the whole show, though, is so fucking neat. And I love the backdrop of, like, if it was the 70s, but we thought it was the future in the 70s, would they make
like
it look
Jetsons.
Like
Jetsons?
Yes, it
almost.
Just looks so. I love the aesthetic of it, and like the whole timeline view, everything about it's really fucking cool.
The aesthetic of the TVA is the aesthetic of the game Control.
Okay,
where you have psychic powers and you can destroy everything.
You love Control.
That's why Control's one of my favorite games, is because of the fucking aesthetic. But then the show itself, yeah, it's so fucking cool and mind-bending, and like has such cool, it's such cool stylization for Loki, like showing all his variants and all his quirks. It's badass.
Little spoiler. So at the end, when like all the multiple timelines go everywhere, do you think this leads into Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness? Because that's what I'm guessing.
Yeah, that and like the Quantum Mania, yeah. With Ant-Man?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's going to do probably Quantum. Like, he can go through time that way as well.
Sure, yeah.
So, yeah, so he might do something with his time abilities as well as, like, timelines with Doctor Strange. Like,
I think
Sylvie's...
Do you think they bring back Iron Man and Captain America now that they can go through timelines? Because you can literally get those actors back, and then it doesn't mean anything. They're just a different fucking... Like a Loki. Like, they killed Tom Hiddleston, then brought him back through this because he jumped through timelines.
I know.
Like, and they actually brought back the legit Loki, just he didn't have any of the knowledge from Avengers on. That's it. Like, isn't that wild? Like, they can literally, like, this is a perfect thing for them to do if they want to reintroduce characters or get Marvel's first family in there, Fantastic Four. That's probably coming from the multiverse. X-Men's probably coming from the multiverse because they can pick and choose characters they like actors.
Oh, yeah.
That they want them to reprise the role.
Like,
but
can I stay here?
It's a different, yeah. And then they'll crush all the multiverses together to make one.
Mm.
Kind of like what DC did back in the day with Crisis on Infinite Earths. You all right? Did I just blow your mind too much?
Well, that could be cool. That could be cool, yeah, man. That's a lot.
Is your tummy hurting? What's up?
A little dizzy from all that knowledge. I'm so filled with knowledge.
Talked very quickly.
What was I going to say? Loki's nice. Yeah, Loki's
fucking Tony's
Loki's
nose
cute.
Is bleeding right now.
I was just like, yeah, it's fine. That'll be great for the future. Hope they do that. Hope they go that route.
I bet they will. How else would you like introduce like a whole new franchise other than that?
Well, that's, yeah, and that's what the, you know what the Eternals said too?
What's that?
In the preview, they said that we didn't get involved until we, now that we have to. And people think those Eternals were talking about Thanos. Uh-huh. And Infinity Stones, but really they're probably discussing the multiple timelines opening up.
The new threat to the Marvel Universe.
Like the multiverse-like threats.
Yeah.
They're now getting involved.
That's neat, dude. Yeah. Did they show Lockjaw yet, the dog?
No.
Okay. I can't. He's got like a tuning fork on his nose. That's he's like badass. Fucking like, his back is like 5 feet tall.
Yeah,
like
he's
a big, like English bulldog looking thing.
Maybe I saw it. Yeah, there is a big dog, but I don't think he had a tuning fork, or I didn't see it. It was all CGI. He's a giant. He's like Clifford.
Yeah. Oh no. Huh. He's like people size. Like when they show the Eternals, like he's sitting and he's like as tall as them.
Maybe that's what I
but
meant.
Yeah,
by
he
Clifford.
Teleports them. That's like his whole gig. It's just he's a teleporting dog, dude.
Oh, he's like a Heimel or Heimel.
Yeah, Idris.
Whoever, yeah, closes the
Hyman,
sword.
I think his name was.
Hyman, yeah.
Boy Meets World, I started rewatching. I made it to season three.
So did Courtney.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, that show is very nostalgic for
dude,
me.
Dude, Sean's the shit.
Yeah, he's good. Yeah. I love the episode where he's like, I'm Trailer Park Trash. Topanga is like the most woke motherfucker ever to live. I was like, dude, this started everything.
Wow.
It's amazing.
I feel like you vibe with his brother.
Eric? Yeah, big dummy.
Well, he gets dumber with seasons.
It's wild.
They turn him into almost like... Duh, 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 duh.
He's a cartoon character. Yeah. Like, the first one, he's like totally normal.
Yep.
It's almost like what they did to Kevin on The Office.
Yep.
Like, Kevin was totally fine. He's like, ah, my feet hurt. My dogs are barking. He turned into a cartoon character. The first two seasons, he's a normal fucking
slathering
dude.
Idiot. Yeah.
Not even slathering. He's like, yeah, I don't know why they would do that.
No,
like, he
end.
Talks.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then at the end, yeah, he's just like, talks fucking weird, like slow.
Yep.
Strange. Boy Meets World, though, you know, straight up eight. It's so
wonderful.
Easy,
yeah.
Just comfort food, you know?
Totally.
What else you see?
That's about it.
Okay, Sonic the Hedgehog. I watched half of it.
I had already seen it.
What do you think?
8 out of 10.
Did you see Bo Burnham Inside?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
Depressing.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought it was like one of the best things. It's the best thing he's ever done,
yeah,
for
it's
sure.
By far the best thing he's ever done. It's just, I don't need all that in my life right now, thinking about Bo killing himself. I'm just kidding.
No, I understand.
He makes that disclaimer, too.
For sure, and there is like a part where like you do see him melt down, and I'm like, I just don't know how real.
And people are like, should I be taking this as like a sign that Bo needs a friend?
I mean, he's always been like, I'm fucking, you know, existentially crisis all the time.
Yeah.
Like, he's never one.
Nobody gets my genius.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm so smart it hurts.
Yeah.
My insides and feelings.
Watch me produce this from scratch is astonishing.
Not only that, like, the fucking, his
music,
lighting.
The lighting.
It's, I mean, what's your favorite song off that?
Oh, God, the feeling like shit.
Oh, I like the white woman's Instagram. Yeah. That was probably the fucking funniest thing I've ever... Oh, that was so good. If you haven't seen Inside, I mean, you are doing yourself a disservice. Love Death and Robots Season 2, Tony.
No, not as much as Season 1 by far.
Yeah, he texted me and he's like, yo, dude, Love Death and Robots is a new season. I was like, yeah, it's not that great. And he was like, you fucking already watched
it? I was so...
I watched like 5 episodes and I was like, eh.
And then I was like, I have a craving for... Fucking
Love
episodes on the first one, first season.
The first season's incredible.
It's incredible.
And I don't understand what happened with the second season.
It
felt zero cerebral. It was just kind of like, let's get some different animators and do some shit. The whale thing was really cool. Did you watch that one? Okay,
yeah.
So like the running on the ice or whatever. That animation was tight. The fucking end of it was insane.
Yes.
But there was nothing to it.
But in the first season, everyone's kind of a hitter. And then like they're all hitters. Some of them are absolutely bomb-ass cool.
Yeah, well, not only that, they have different feels. Like, some are like Black Mirror. Some are just like Matrix-y. Some are like, it's, I don't know. It had a really unique amalgam of different feelings it gave you. And it looked amazing.
I think I do plan on watching some Black Mirror.
Wow, I don't need that depressing shit in my life.
Well,
Black Mirror.
Black Mirror to me is more of like a dystopian boner.
Wow, dystonian, that wasn't fucking...
Dystonian, that's me, because I'm dystopian?
Yes. Oh,
dude,
man.
Talk about a Freudian sloop.
Okay. So the parts that I've seen for Love, Death, and Robots 2, I give like a 6.
I give it 5.
Okay. The Hunt.
Dude, I saw The Hunt.
I saw The Hunt as
well.
That
movie is funny.
Josie was like, hey, you want to watch this? I was like, ah, I don't know. Then we rolled it, and I was like, good call, man.
Good call, right?
It fucking rocks. Yeah. It's on HBO Max right now. I can't recommend it enough. I think the movie's like borderline perfect, except for a few things that like didn't make sense.
Dude, that main chick is so intriguing.
Doesn't
now,
she look like Uma Thurman?
Dude, she looks like a fucking T-1000.
Fair enough.
She built like a fucking tank.
When she was on the front cover of it, whatever, it has her face.
Oh,
I thought it was Uma
looks
Thurman.
Like Uma, yeah.
I was like, oh shit, Uma Thurman's in this.
Yeah, that bony face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Hunt, I give like a solid 9.
Yeah, me too. That was a blast.
It is brutal as all hell, too.
Super funny. And like shit that's like, usually movies will take a really action-y approach. It's very realistic. Like something like common, like if you threw a grenade, it wouldn't be like 4 or 5 action shots. The actual action would just be a little click on the ground.
Yeah.
And then people would be like, oh, fuck, and then die. It was very like modest, but then super gory and realistic. It was funny as shit.
The when the girl falls, this is like early on, she falls into a pit. And she gets stabbed. Like, there's a whole bunch of stakes. The dude gets her out, and then they fucking step on a landmine, blow up, and then this other guy comes over, and she's back on the stake, but only her torso. And then she's like, kill me. And he's like, no, I'm going to help you. She's like, give me your fucking gun, you fucking snowflake, and grabs it and fucking shoots herself in the
face.
She's
been dying, like,
well,
in multiple ways.
The whole thing of the movie is these liberals think like they take people to hunt them, and they're all like very right wing conspiracy theorists,
people that they think are trash online,
right?
Yeah.
they're like the people that would call you a snowflake, the people that like think of like the deep state and Pizzagate and all that shit.
Yeah.
Like, and very Republican, and those are the people that you're watching die. This movie got a lot of controversy
they fuck
behind
up
it,
and they just invite people and they give them weapons because they want it to be fair. And so it's almost like their own bias puts them at an odds, because if someone's smart enough to like actually fight back with what you've given them,
yes,
you can die. Like, and so they have this like, you know,
I will say that they kind of show beats of the liberals, like after they murder someone and they're like correcting themselves on being like how they speak and how they're
yeah,
woke.
Yeah. Like,
it's pretty fucking awesome.
And
I think
that's funny too. Yeah. Just like,
it's a super unique, like the movie itself feels like Hunger Games off the rip, but like the thing behind it all is actually really smart and very well done.
Yeah,
I enjoyed it a lot.
It's cool.
A Quiet Place too, Tony.
Dude. A Quiet Place 2's opening 30 minutes is some of the dopest fucking, like, eerie sci-fi fucking, like, the cool sound, like, cutting in and out in the imagery.
There's a very, very long shot of, like, the first time the aliens appear.
Yeah.
And every time, if you don't know A Quiet Place, there's a deaf girl and then there's a family. They have to be very quiet. Aliens will hear you, kill you. Cool.
Right.
You know the first one now.
Mm-hmm.
But every time they would show her, it would be dead silence, and you would just hear like the bass thuds, like
yeah.
almost the feeling.
Yeah.
And then Jim from The Office comes in and swoops her in. All the sound comes back.
Yep.
I thought that was really unique how they use the characters to kind of influence what you were feeling as well, which is obviously what movies usually do. But like, it was a very cool
yeah.
take on it.
That's what I liked, was that first heavy sequence of that.
Wild that that little boy aged fucking 40 years since the last
yeah,
time.
Yeah, shocking. Yeah. And also, this movie is taking what a lot of sequels are taking, which is called the easy copy and paste route.
How do you mean?
Because they're literally doing the same fucking thing in this movie.
Well, they give
just
the
with a bigger speaker.
They give it
like God. Like
they give the origin, and then you find the island of the people, which was neat.
That's cute.
And Cillian Murphy, obviously. I figured you would like him.
No,
in it.
No. Seeing Cillian was cool, and his character was very like accurate. He's like, dude, people aren't worth saving.
Yeah,
now.
He's like, literally, oh, the bear trap, dude.
Yeah.
That fucking killed me. That was so fucked up. That kid did a perfect
job. Yeah, it was very
job.
Good acting.
Oh, that sucked.
It did suck.
Oh, my God.
Ouchie.
That was way good. Anyways, yeah, Quiet Place 2. Perfectly fine. Eight.
Yeah. 7.5. The beginning, 10.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
The beginning's so fucking beautiful to me.
I like how Jim was like back in it, too.
I loved it. I like seeing John Krasinski in that because...
Thank you for saying his real name.
Yeah. Why?
Well, because I keep calling him fucking Jim.
Oh,
like
yeah, you stupid ass. I would never do that.
Like a mouth breather.
He's good. Like, that good. It's a good role. It's him and his wife. Like, it's good.
Yeah, she's way good in it, too. Honestly, yeah. Like, everyone that's in it is very good.
Emily Blunt's the shit.
She is good. Yeah. Hunters. I started watching this. Have you seen any of it?
Hunters.
It's on Amazon. It's like fucking Al Pacino's first show he's ever done.
No.
Okay, so do you know the premise at all?
Uh-uh.
It's a gang of Jewish people hunting Nazis. In the 70s. So, like, they...
In Germany or in...
In America. So, like, these Nazis have, like, come over and, like, lived 30 years of a different life. And, like, they're, like, American, but they're, like, deep stating themselves to, like, infiltrate the government.
Oh, they are? They're not just reformed Nazis.
Over.
They're active Nazis hiding?
Hiding, yeah. So, like, they'll,
as
like, talk...
As Americans.
Yeah, exactly. They'll, like, have a southern accent, and then, like, someone... The first episode is... fucking bonkers. I'm gonna give you the first 5 minutes real quick.
Okay,
so they're at a cookout. This dude's like, you know, very like kind of southern twang and shit like that.
Yeah,
huge mansion, pool, kids in it and shit like that, his wife and stuff. They're all joking around. This couple walks up and this Polish girl goes like, oh my god, like she starts freaking out, and he's like, I think she's having an episode. And like, he's like, what's wrong? She's like, the butcher. She's like, he butchered my entire family. We have to call the police. And the dude's like, you know, like, I don't know what she's talking about. She's having an episode. What the fuck? Like, this is my house. I think you guys should leave. And then he realizes, he's like, okay, so like, and he pulls out a fucking gun from underneath and proceeds to kill his entire family and everyone at the party. Yeah. And then like, he like makes a call like, fuck, like I've been working on this for 30 years. Or no, he talks to the girl that called him out. He's like, 30 years I've been in hiding. He's like, and my God, he's like, I've had to procreate. I've had to do all this shit. Fuck that cow. And he's like, I wanted to kill these kids so many times. He's like, but understand, their blood's on your hands.
Wow.
And then fucking pops her in the face. That's the first 5 minutes of episode one. Dude, the show's fucking.
Wait, it's called Hunters. It's what about Al Pacino? Or
Al Pacino. It was his first television show.
He directed.
No, he stars in it.
Oh, Al Pacino's in this show.
He's the
old man.
Old Jew, yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's, like, running the little, like, band of people that go around and, like, find these Nazis, put them on, like, this is what you did in the war. Like, how do you plead? And then they murder them.
So these guys that they're hunting are all, what age range?
Well, you know, like, I would say, like, 60s to, like, 50. Okay. Some are, like, way old guys. Some are, like, in their, like... 50s, I would say, because like, I mean, like, it's in 76, so the war ended in 40, so they'd be, if they were 20, they'd be 50.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying? It, dude, it's fucking fucked up. It's crazy.
Is it slow burn or is it like does it pace?
Sure,
well?
It I think it paces good enough for what it is. It could probably be a little bit faster, so it is a tiny bit slow.
All right,
but I'm really enjoying it. 11 episodes, first episode's an hour and a half long. Like, it's a meaty series. I haven't watched all of it. I'm on episode 5, but I really enjoyed it.
Thick like a biscuit.
Yeah, I think that you'll dig it too. I mean, like, it's like I said, that first scene,
dude,
is
that
just
first,
like,
scene's got me.
What the fuck?
That gives me vibes of like Arlington Road.
I've never seen that.
You've seen Arlington Road, right?
I've driven on it.
No, it's Tim Robbins, and Tim Robbins is hiding as a like a right-wing bomber, like a terrorist.
Okay.
In a suburban neighborhood, but he's been planning bombings for like 30 years, and his neighbor is an architectural designer, like he's an architect.
Yeah.
And he catches like a blueprint behind a picture in his house and sees that he has a blueprint of a building that was blown up like 20 years ago.
This sounds familiar, but
yeah, like,
I don't know.
I think I felt like you've seen Arlington Road with me, like when we started the podcast, like,
maybe. Yeah, I don't know.
And
that
eventually, like,
that one might have escaped me.
Jeff Bridges and
this sounds all
Tim
familiar,
Robbins.
But yeah,
yeah,
I don't really. I don't
the
know.
Wife is very like fucking. She's in on it, so she's like, "There's nothing for you in here. Please leave." And he's like, "What? What are you looking for, bud?" And like, he always warps the reality. So the guy's like, "I think you're a fucking terrorist. Like, you blew up these buildings. Why do you have all this info?" And he's like, there's nothing here for you to like prove any of this. And
like,
you know, he's always one step ahead of him.
Strange.
Yeah, and he's planning another one like in town, and it's supposed to be like, this was, you know, sort of like the Oklahoma City.
Oh,
bombing,
okay, yeah,
but
yeah.
Not Oklahoma City.
And he was been here for
yeah,
30
it's like
years.
So, an assassin. It would be like if Timothy McVeigh never got caught, kind of
okay.
guy.
That's interesting. Yeah. Hunters. I like.
I like that.
It's a neat thing, yeah. Especially that for, which I kind of wish I wouldn't have spoiled it for you, but at the same time, I think that's going to hook
no,
you.
No, it's 5 minutes in, so.
Literally the first scene of the show, and it happens quite quickly.
Then no, tell me no more.
All right, well, you got anything else, Tom?
No, I'll see you guys in the winter.
Until next time, go burn books.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com. We'll be right back.